300 protesters observed the anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory today, calling for the abolition of nuclear weapons. 47 people were arrested. From Livermore, Clara Sophia Daly reports.
72 years ago today, on August 9, 1945, the United States set a precedent for the use of nuclear weapons when it bombed Nagasaki, Japan. This triggered the worldwide proliferation of nuclear weapons. Today, the U.S. is one of 9 nations with nuclear capabilities. The nation's arsenal is developed here in the Bay Area at the Livermore Lab, where anti-nuclear activists rallied for nuclear abolition. Mary Leah Kelly directs the Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment and helped organize the annual march.
Nuclear weapons are unacceptable and illegal. There are no right hands for wrong weapons. We must go to zero. We must abolish and dismantle all nuclear weapons.
Daniel Ellsberg, a former nuclear war planner who worked for the Defense Department, spoke at the rally. In 1971, he released the Pentagon Papers, a top-secret document about the history of U.S. decision-making in Vietnam. He was sentenced to 115 years in prison before having his charges dismissed.
There shouldn't be business as usual designing weapons, plutonium-type weapons of the kind that destroyed Nagasaki and are now triggers, on Nagasaki Day without having to arrest Americans to do it. You're going to do it over our bodies.
I hereby inform you that you are in violation of state and city laws and that this is an unlawful assembly. In the name of the people of the state of California, I order you to disperse immediately. Failure to disperse will mean you are subject to arrest.
Following the announcement by the Livermore police, 47 of the protesters, many of them elderly, were arrested. The demonstration comes at a time of heightened nuclear tensions with North Korea. Christina Hong is a professor of Asian studies at UC Santa Cruz.
The United States test launched a Minuteman III ICBM from Vandenberg last week in a show of force aimed at North Korea.
Recent tweets and statements by President Donald Trump have escalated tensions between the two nations when he promised to bring fire and fury to North Korea. Hong decried the president's move.
Given that his words fall around the anniversary of the atomic apocalypse the United States visited on Japan, we are again reminded that the policymakers in Washington are afflicted with what Chalmers Johnson described as the amnesia of imperial powers. We don't recall that at the root of the present crisis is the Korean War, a brutal, dirty, and unresolved war that's never been resolved with a peace treaty.
Hong says the United States should stop its military training operations with South Korea in the region, which North Korea says is a provocation.
In return, North Korea has offered to cap its nuclear testing, okay? A suspension of provocative war games that are the largest in the world for a suspension of nuclear testing, thus de-escalating the current situation. China and Russia have reiterated this proposal. We cannot and we must not be silent now.
Daniel Ellsberg, a former consultant to the Defense Department.
North Korea wants us to cease these exercises. Of course we should cease these exercises off their coast. They're practicing, invading, and assassinating, and leaking deliberately from the top plans for assassinating and regime change. CIA leader Pompeo just last week talked about how good it would be to get rid of Kim Jong-un. That's why I'm sure that Kim Jong-un has made arrangements that if he is assassinated, there will be retaliation on the largest scale. There are no words strong enough to say how important it is that the president not be permitted to start a war with North Korea. That means, at the moment, leaving them in the same status as the other smaller 9 nuclear weapon states.
A budget sent to KPFA by organizers of the rally says that the Department of Energy, which controls the Livermore Lab, is asking for more than $1 billion in funding for the 2018 fiscal year. According to the chart, 88.5% of that money would be allocated to nuclear weapons activities. Last month, the United Nations adopted a treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons, with the support of 122 nations. The treaty makes nuclear weapon research and development illegal globally and bans the threat of use. Nation states will sign the banned treaty in September. However, none of the supporting states have nuclear weapons, and the United States is not expected to sign the treaty. For Pacifica News, KPFA Radio, I'm Clara Sophia Daly.